Have you ever done something so bad, so wrong, so hurtful to someone you love, that you can't imagine ever coming back from that? You can't imagine that this relationship would ever survive? And then that person forgives you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When someone forgives you for something that you know is and should be unforgivable, that feeling of release, of restoration, of freedom is one that's difficult. No, it's impossible adequately to put into words. There are no words, but you are forgiven. I heard well-known Hollywood actor Denzel Washington recently pay tribute to his wife of many years, Pauletta. Choked up and with tears welling in his eyes, one of the things he said about her was 40 years of her forgiveness despite myself. Forgiveness is where love comes up to its highest level. Forgiveness is love's most exquisite form, prompting the psalmist to pen these words. Psalm 86, verse 5. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. As 19th century American pastor Horace Bushnell put it, forgiveness is our deepest need and God's highest achievement. And that achievement came to pass on a blood-drenched cross on a hill outside Jerusalem as the Son of God was nailed to it to pay for my sin and yours, satisfying God's justice so that by believing in this Jesus, you and I can be forgiven. No matter what you've done, when you put your trust in Jesus and what he's done for you, God will meet your greatest need through his highest achievement. You are forgiven. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such power in the word of God, power to save, power to forgive. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.